Take your business beyond fast with connectivity and network solutions from Comcast Business. Nationwide, secure, reliable. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, March 6th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus has been spreading, and as people try to protect themselves against getting sick, demand for basics has skyrocketed. Now, some people are taking advantage by gouging prices on online marketplaces like Amazon. Our reporter Sharon Turlip will join us to explain what the sites are doing to stop it. That's after these headlines. Facebook has taken Trump campaign ads down from their platform, saying they violate the company's policies around the 2020 census. The ads started running this week, and they ask people to take the, quote, official 2020 congressional district census, but then they direct users to a Trump campaign fundraising site. Facebook says it's removed the ads because they contain misleading information about the census, which goes online next week. TikTok is hiring its first chief information security officer. It's part of the popular video app's plan to reassure regulators that it can be trusted to protect users' data. In the U.S., lawmakers have already banned military members from using the app, and they're considering taking more action. They think TikTok could pose a national security threat, since it's owned by the Chinese conglomerate ByteDance. TikTok has been working to distance itself from its parent company and has said that it has not and won't ever share information with the Chinese government. And concerns over the coronavirus have also continued to impact markets. But a few stocks are actually rising during the outbreak-induced volatility. Slack, the workplace messaging company, closed at a close to six-month high on Thursday. With more workers across industries being asked to work from home, shares of Slack have risen nearly 10% this week. The video conferencing service Zoom is also surging, with a week-to-date increase of 21%. But to be clear, not everyone loves slacking with coworkers, or at least not with all coworkers. Tech researcher Alexandra Samuel is the author of Work Smarter on Social Media, and she's got some advice on how to use Slack.
One of the top complaints I heard from people is specifically about folks who don't stick to the threads on Slack. It's not all one big party. There are sub conversations. So pay attention to the threads and try and stay on topic for the thread or channel that you're part of.
And if you stick to email at work, Samuel has some advice for that too.
I think it would be helpful if people start to think of the CC field as the, you know, habanero pepper of email communication. It is fabulous in limited quantity. So if you are routinely CCing people on most of your correspondence, you're probably CCing too much. So think about whether the folks you are CCing on this thread really need to be part of the conversation. Do they need to know you want the vegan lunch option, or can that just go to the person who emailed you? And if you are adding people to a CC thread because they need to be part of it, take a moment to actually explain the context instead of just dropping them in and expecting them to read the previous seven emails in the thread.
Helpful little PSA there. After the break, whether they're working from home or in the office, people have started to stockpile staples like toilet paper and disinfectant. And that's driving up prices. Our reporter Sharon Turlip will join us to explain where a two-pack of hand sanitizer is going for close to $100. That's next.
Comcast Business connectivity and network solutions help drive IoT devices, AI, and virtual network applications at peak performance to improve efficiency and customer experience for your business. Rely on Comcast Business for nationwide, secure, reliable performance powered by a gig speed network. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
You've probably been getting a lot of reminders to wash your hands in the past few weeks. You might have even started carrying hand sanitizer around with you or bought an extra large bottle. Turns out you're not alone. As you know, a lot of people are trying to protect themselves against the coronavirus. And as they are, sales of things like hand sanitizer, thermometers, disinfectant wipes, they've all been on the rise. Now, we report that sellers on online marketplaces like Amazon are trying to take advantage of this situation by raising prices a lot. Putting a stop to that price gouging, though, on those platforms is harder than it sounds. Our reporter, Sharon Turlip, is with us to break down the situation. Sharon, thank you so much for being in the studio with us still as everyone's working from home.
I'm glad to be here.
We really appreciate it. So we've been seeing prices rise across the board, Amazon, Walmart, eBay. Tell us about some of the products that we're seeing affected here.
Sure. I mean, you're seeing everything from face masks, which have sold out or are in huge demands, things like wipes, Clorox wipes, Lysol wipes, Purell hand sanitizer, thermometers. All those things are selling out quickly, and where they remain on those online marketplaces, in some cases, the prices are very, very high.
Like what?
It changes all the time. So I just checked maybe 10 minutes ago, and there was a two-pack of 12-ounce bottles of Purell selling for $100, plus shipping.
Oh my gosh.
So, that's about normally Purell would cost about 47 cents an ounce for an 8-ounce bottle. And this is closer to $5 an ounce.
That's crazy. So people are trying to clean hand surfaces. Do we know anything about who's responsible for this?
Sure. We know that it's third-party sellers. No big retailer is accused at this point of gouging. So certainly products that Amazon is selling, Amazon itself is selling. You aren't going into CVS or a Walmart or a Walgreens and seeing these prices. So these are sites open to third-party sellers and that are notoriously difficult to police.
Well, we normally think about Amazon as kind of being the biggest company online marketplace that has third-party sellers, but it turns out there are actually a lot of other brick-and-mortar places that also are letting third parties sell on their sites, right?
Yeah, I mean, Amazon is the very big one. Walmart does as well. There's less. When we checked Target recently, we really didn't see any of these cases of gouging. So Amazon is the majority of it. Seeing it some on Walmart, eBay and Amazon Marketplace. One could say they're a little different in that that's understood to be consumers going online, kind of, selling to other consumers.
So it's a little bit different. What are the sites doing? I mean, this is obviously, happening right now in a time when a lot of fear is spreading as well as the coronavirus. What are the sites doing to try to stop this price gouging?
Sure. Amazon has been under pressure from U.S. lawmakers to explain exactly how it's dealing with the situation. They've said they realize it's an issue. The company came out and said that they've removed more than a million products, both for price gouging and for false claims. So they've acknowledged that this is a battle for them. They have been asked to provide, by some U.S. lawmakers, asked to provide details on exactly how they're doing this. So other than to say that they are monitoring, that people can report, it's unclear exactly how they're going about fixing this.
I mean, it sounds like kind of an inconvenience and also like not nice, right? If you're trying to get Purell and you end up buying it for a lot more than it's really worth. But you have also spoken to behavioral scientists who say that the price gouging is actually a threat to fighting the spread of the virus.
Yeah, we talked to some experts in pricing and behavioral psychology. And part of the issue is that people who have higher incomes, who have more money, they're more able to, drive in their own car, to work from home, to go to their home upstate and get out of the city. It's really people, and they can get paid time off. So it's really people who rely on public transportation, who have service jobs and maybe don't get paid time off, who don't really have an escape or a way to stay out of the population. Those are the people who are most likely to both get and spread anything.
And so if these products are not available to them because they're too expensive, they're still going to be available to those people with the higher incomes, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right. Anything that we should know? Are there places we can go to not get price gouged?
We've been talking to, and I've just been watching kind of local community groups. A lot of stores are still getting shipments. They're just getting them, early in the morning or late at night. So I think going to the store earlier rather than later, I think a lot of people are just going to their local grocery store or drugstore and saying, hey, when do you expect to get more, and showing up. And I know some of the retailers are thinking about whether there needs to be some type of rationing. The companies that make these products are looking at this situation. So there's a lot going on.
So the Tech News Briefing PSA is go brick and mortar.
Yes.
Reporter Sharon Turlip, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. And you can rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. Ideas about what we should cover? DM us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. Tech News Briefing is produced by Amanda Llewellyn. I'm your host, Kateri Yoakum. From all of us at The Wall Street Journal, stay healthy, and thanks for listening.